This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethiopia's prime minister urged courage as he met Friday with Sudan's ruling generals and opposition leaders in an attempt to ease the political crisis that has gripped Sudan since the overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Abiy Ahmed conferred with the ruling Transitional Military Council, including TMC Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Later, he met with the leaders of the Forces for Freedom and Change, a coalition of political groups whose protest helped drive Bashir from power. Talks on a civilian-led transition to democracy fell apart this week after a deadly raid by security forces on a protest camp on Monday. The opposition says 113 people were killed. The government puts the death toll at 61. U.S. President Trump suspends his plans to impose tariffs on Mexico after negotiators reached a deal on immigration. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thanks his Mexican counterpart after 3 days of talks produce an agreement on the influx of Central American migrants intent on reaching the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Bárcena Coqui, reads from a joint statement in which the United States agrees to expand an asylum program.
Those crossing the U.S. southern border to seek asylum will be rapidly returned to Mexico, where they may await the adjudication of their asylum claims.
Mexico is sending its National Guard to its southern border to curtail migrants from Central America. Both nations will also work to improve economic conditions in southern Mexico and Central America. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Trump administration has placed new sanctions on Iran, targeting the country's largest petrochemical company. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned the Persian Gulf Petrochemical Industries Company and 39 of its subsidiaries Friday, saying the company does billions of dollars of business with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. This is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan say a roadside bombing Friday near the Afghan border killed at least 4 soldiers and injured 4 others, while 2 separate bomb blasts in the country's southwest region killed 5 people belonging to the minority Shiite Muslim community. An army spokesman said a security force convoy was traveling through the area of the remote North Waziristan district when it was hit by an improvised explosive device, or IED, planted on the road by terrorists. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday that it's scaling up its response in crisis-stricken Venezuela, where 3.2 million children are in need of assistance. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
UNICEF has had a presence in Venezuela for decades, but in the last year has expanded its work in response to the escalating political crisis. UNICEF Director of Communications Paloma Escudero just returned from a 3-day mission to Venezuela, where she met with families, healthcare workers, and humanitarians.
I also talked to many children who were talking how they admire their mothers, because it was a real daily struggle to put 3 meals a day on the table.
UNICEF has delivered more than 200 tons of health, nutrition, water, and sanitation supplies in the last year. It is also expanding immunization campaigns for diphtheria, measles, and polio. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. and Russia accused each other of unsafe actions Friday after an American-guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of each other in the Philippine Sea. AP's Charles de la Desma.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat traveling behind the US ship speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous maneuver by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United States on Friday raised the stakes in a standoff with Turkey over Ankara's deal to acquire a Russian air defense system, laying out a plan to remove the NATO ally from the F-35 fighter jet program that includes halting any new training for Turkish pilots on the advanced aircraft. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan sent a letter to his Turkish counterpart, seen by Reuters on Friday, that laid out the steps to unwind Turkey from the program. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.